DW.
One of the things about using public transport is the unwanted access you're granted into the lives, ways, and thoughts of countless fellow travellers. And it's not always pretty. A couple of weeks ago, I was in a throbbing underground carriage when a woman and two men in their late 60s got on. Noticing that the woman was scouring the crowded compartment for a seat, a young man with dark looks stood to offer her his. She took it, and for the next few minutes, the four of them made polite small talk. So far, so good. But, and this is an ugly but, the minute the hero of this tale got off the train, the three seniors drew into a cluster and lowered their voices to bitch pitch. Though much of what they said was drowned out by the thunder of the train, their surprise at being offered a seat by a foreigner was audible. "What an anomaly," announced one of the trio. "In a part of the city where migrants are banding together to leave their trash on the streets and push Germans out." I heard that last vent just as I was stepping off the train. And as the doors closed behind me, I was already berating myself for not having stayed put to offer my thoughts. Then again, if I had invited myself into the fold of their barbed exchange, I'm not sure I'd have managed to lend my argument enough structure or elegance to sound anything other than squeaky and irate. And in that, it seems, I'm not alone.
Also, was direkt gegen dich, beziehungsweise wo du Zeitzeuge bist, also auch miterlebt hast.
The Stammtischkämpferinnen, which roughly translates to regulars table fighters, is a nationwide initiative that emerged in response to a demand for effective comebacks to the kind of off-the-cuff racist remarks spawned by the rise of the AfD, the Alternative for Germany. Over the past year, under the slogan "Our alternative is solidarity," the Stammtischkämpfer have equipped more than 6,000 people with the tools to counter far-right comments and hatred at every possible turn. I joined them in an empty bar on a Sunday afternoon. While street music drifted inside on the first warm air of spring, the 16 participants, most of them young women, appealed for advice on dealing with anti-immigration grandparents, colleagues and friends of friends, Nazi neighbours, men who insult women in headscarves, public transport inspectors who target people of colour, and groups of overt xenophobes. The possible responses are as mixed as the scenarios themselves, but all require the ability to swiftly and calmly assess the situation, both for potential danger and the most effective course of action. That might entail questioning the perpetrators about their motives or approaching the victim directly to offer help, company, or conversation, both to let them know they're not alone and to show other members of the public that watching, or indeed listening on in silence, is neither the only nor the best possible contribution to a tolerant society. Leading by example and all that.
Den anderen zu zeigen, der ist nicht alleine. Wir sind auch noch hier, die Menschen, die normal denken.
Christian, one of the organizers of the event, describes the Stammtischkämpfer as a way of empowering people to use solidarity to gradually reclaim the space that's become occupied by the likes of the AfD.
Also ich selbst bin noch nicht in die Situation wirklich gekommen.
He and many others who participate in the workshops left his first one ready for a chance to take positive action. Ironically, he hasn't since been in a situation where it was needed. But he is well armed for the moment it happens. And that can only be a matter of time. I asked him how he would have dealt with the elderly trio who declared Berlin a city where a purge of Germans is underway. Tough one, he said, given that I only caught snippets, however damning, of their conversation. That was reassuring in a way, but it doesn't change the fact that the conversation happened and that many similar ones are likely going on across the city and the country as I speak. The next time I overhear one, I too will be better prepared. Though I wish there was no need.
DW.